Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in our operations area. The time on our official NHC clock is 5 p.m. Eastern, so let's get an update on Hurricane Dorian. Really, the big changes that we've had, still strong, 150-mile-an-hour winds, still moving west at 8 miles an hour. But we do have tropical storm watches. That's probably the biggest change that we've had, and that's for part of the Florida coast. I was looking at a little bit ago. That's Deerfield Beach to Sebastian Inlet. So that has changed, and I'll show you why here in a second. But first, let's start with the satellite. The NOAA satellite is just doing an amazing job for us. Look at this image. You could just see the energy, the power of this system. If you look at the eye and all the convection right around the center of it there, that was a brand new image coming in. That's how the data comes in constantly here at the Hurricane Center. So look at the center. You can actually see the swirls going on inside of there and actually see right all the way down into the ocean. So you can see just the raw power of the system, and that's why we still have a hurricane at 150 miles an hour. So any changes on the forecast were very subtle, some small changes, but for the most part, we still forecast that slowdown over the Bahamas. Still a very dangerous situation over the Bahamas. And we're going to look at that over the next few days. I mean, if you look at the timing, we've got to cover it because it's a life-threatening situation. This is 2 a.m. on Monday, even 2 p.m. on Sunday, some of the impacts tomorrow reaching the Bahamas, and then 2 p.m. on Monday, 2 p.m. on Tuesday. That's slow. I mean, at some point here during that turn, about 2 miles an hour, and that's because it's like turning a ship. I mean, this thing's rolling all that energy that we saw on the satellite to make that turn. It's got to slow down to make that turn, and that is continuing to be our forecast. So that's 36 hours or so of those battering major hurricane force winds, rainfall that could get over 20 inches and maybe even up to 25 inches of rainfall. And also the storm surge and the waves on top of that could be 10 to 15 foot. Just a life-threatening situation of the Bahamas. Really listen to your local officials there as this hurricane becomes really stalled, very slow over that area. So with time, let's see what happens with time. We have tropical storm force winds stretching out 90 to 100 miles away from the center. And as that moves along this forecast track, you can see that some of those winds could actually reach the coast. And that's why we have the tropical storm watch for part of the Florida coast here. So that's why we're going to have to keep watching it. And still the error cone. Let's look at this. The error cone, you can have the center two-thirds of the time anywhere in that error cone. So we got to watch for it as it approaches the Florida coast. A little wobble, a little wiggle, and you're all of a sudden a little further closer to the coast. If it turns a little early, you're on the other side. Well, look at this. In the extended portion of the forecast, I'm going to see some impacts Wednesday and Thursday. Going to bring some rain, some storm surge to Georgia and also the Carolinas. Look at these rainfall numbers. And that's what we're talking about. Over 20 inches of rain over the Bahamas. Some areas along the coastline could get even more rainfall. So we're looking at it here at the Hurricane Center. We'll keep you posted.